Hi, I'm Richard Klein with National Board, and I'm here in Camas, Washington, attending the NEA Jumpstart Program. And joining me today is Shannon Cotton, who teaches health and PE at Liberty Middle School in Camas. So, Shannon, thanks for joining me. What is the best part about teaching health and PE in Camas?
Oh, the best part about teaching health and fitness is that I get to teach a class that the kids really love and are interested in, and am able to take them from the gym to the classroom and really embed those skills that kind of get left out of mainstream core curriculum but are so important, the social and emotional aspect of kids and life.
That's great. That's great. So, Shannon, you consider yourself a teacher leader.
I do.
And you're here teaching 100-some-odd teachers over the summer about the process of becoming board certified.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is so important to get accomplished teaching in front of every single kid. It's every student deserves to have that. And we have a pretty strong following in Washington State, and it becoming board certified is really what opened the door for so many leadership opportunities for me, especially as a health and fitness teacher. We're not exactly known as the leaders in the school a lot of times. And so I really wanted to change that, and it, you know, I needed a little bit of clout, and that was there, and it just was a great move. So
do the parents know that you're National Board Certified?
They do, because I put it on everything. Those letters are behind my name.
That's awesome. Do they react differently, do you think?
Yeah, they ask what it means. A lot of parents don't know what it means, and they are, you know, they seem to be impressed, or that like they had no idea that it existed. So that it brings a topic of conversation for sure.
I can imagine it does. And do your students know?
They do. We kind of talk about it, especially in the years that, because I still, you know, I'm renewing this year, so there'll be video cameras and all sorts of stuff. But I do use recordings to analyze my teaching, even in the years that I'm not certifying. And so they ask about, you know, why is that there? What are you doing? Why are you filming me?
So aside from any practical benefits, why are you renewing?
I think it's important. It's a checkup for my certification. I think it's important for myself to be able to check my practice at the door and, like, what am I doing and why am I doing it and how is it really impacting kids? I think every teacher should ask themselves that. I just think it's one of those things that really should just be happening all the time. Renewal process is just a next step, I think.
What would you say to a teacher who is borderline about becoming or about going through the process?
I get a lot of those. As a facilitator for our district, actually, I'm the facilitator for our cohort. I have that conversation at least 20 times a year. I tell them they're doing it already. Most of the stuff, all of the things that National Board asks you to show evidence of is things that you're already doing. Accomplished teachers are already doing it. And so I just ask them to think about what it is that they do in their class and why they do it, and ask them to talk about it. And then I just kind of give them the look like, yeah, you're doing it. This is, you know, this isn't a dog and pony show. It really is just asking you to analyze your current practice and think about what you're doing and why you're doing it, and ultimately what is the impact on students. And most people can talk through that, and if they can talk through it, they can write through it.
So I appreciate all of those answers. We're here in this incredibly beautiful part of the country, in southern Washington, just across the river from Portland. Mm-hmm. So for anybody listening to this who is considering coming to this part of the country, what should they not miss?
Summer in Portland and Southwest Washington is amazing. It's beautiful here. There's a reason that people come and they stay. And last winter, we got a winter like the East Coast sees. So that was a little interesting. But you got to go. You got to see Mount Hood. You get the views of the mountains are amazing. And we're a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Pacific Ocean. It's an hour and a half away from here. And then an hour and a half from the mountains. It's just it's a beautiful place to live.
Excellent. So see you next summer.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.